separates Dragon Gate USA and Evolve from the other wrestling companies in the United States?
I think first and foremost, you have in-ring action. That's a very important thing. We know what our niche is. We want diehard wrestling fans who appreciate and respect wrestling, and we do our best to serve that niche. We're not interested in any casual fans. We're not interested in WWE fans who want to see TV stars and lots of pyro and that kind of stuff. We know who our fan base is, and we are here to serve them as best as we can, and that's our top priority. When you get more into it, you look at the presentation of both Dragon Gate USA and Evolve. Both companies have a different presentation, and that's a huge part of it. And just the kind of action that we supply, the kind of wrestling we supply, we have matches and matchups and styles of wrestling that you're not going to see in any other promotion. So those are all huge competitive advantages for us.
Okay, so you just said that there's a presentation difference between, you know, Dragon Gate USA and Evolve. Can you just describe those to some fans that aren't familiar with the two brands?
Yep, Dragon Gate USA is more of a anything goes type thing, not so much as like you're going to see like ECW style wrestling, but there's no telling what you're going to see on a Dragon Gate USA show. There's no limits. We just go balls to the wall the whole time. We have all the Japanese stars. We have the very top stars from Japan coming in, because we are an extension of the Dragon Gate promotion in Japan, which is a huge promotion that runs about 250, 300 shows a year. So, and we combine that with the best American talent. So we like to say that Dragon Gate USA is the cutting-edge promotion, and meanwhile, Evolve will be more conservative. It's a lot more straightforward. There's no frills. It's all about the in-ring action. So Evolve is like the wrestling as a sport promotion. So Dragon Gate USA is kind of the edgy, cutting-edge promotion, and Evolve is the wrestling as a sport promotion.
Okay, so for fans that watch WWE and have grown tired of kind of like the antics and the overall, you know, the talking, the constant talking and the entertainment, and they're looking for something different, do you feel that Dragon Gate USA and Evolve are the only alternative, or do you feel that like you guys are still like developing your brand and you're getting to where you want to be?
Well, you always develop the brand. I mean, it's always about progress and, for lack of a better word, evolving the brand, but right now we are that alternative. You can check out either promotion. We do have, in addition to the athletic in-ring action, we do have storylines, we do have characters, and I do feel that we have some compelling stuff going on. So we have all that in both Dragon Gate USA and Evolve, and you know, on top of it, we have the best in-ring action. If you're a WWE fan and you like the kind of style of like an Evan Bourne, who actually toured extensively in Japan for Dragon Gate, or a Rey Mysterio, or Daniel Bryan, those type of wrestlers, that's who we feature in Dragon Gate USA and Evolve, those kind of styles, but taken to the next level. You know, WWE puts the restraints on everybody, and we cut everybody free and let them wrestle at the top game, at the top level, and that's exactly what you'll see with us.
Okay, from my experience, from what I've seen of Dragon Gate USA and Evolve, while the wrestling action is unbelievable, it's top-notch, many of the wrestlers are smaller. Do you guys plan to push bigger size stars, or does that not matter to you?
It doesn't matter. We just want the most skilled and the most athletic and the best wrestlers. So, you know, if they happen to all be 300 pounds, then we'll have a bunch of 300-pounders. If they happen to all be 195 pounds, which most of them are, we'll feature 195-pounders. It's all about talent and charisma and personality. So we go with the best talent that we can.
Okay, you guys have two, as far as Dragon Gate USA goes, you guys have about 2 years experience under your belt. What have you learned from those 2 years, and what are you looking to do moving forward?
I mean, there's been a lot of lessons over the last 2 years. A lot of it is shift in technology. For years, the whole last decade, the big thing was the DVD model, and that's now shifted to a lot of things being digital, which is very important to us because now we do live iPay-per-views, and we have taken that in-house through our company, WWNLive.com, and we actually have two live iPay-per-views coming up for Dragon Gate USA on June 3rd, coming from Boston, Massachusetts, and June 5th out of Manhattan. Both shows started at 8 p.m. Eastern. You can pre-order them now at WWNLive.com. So a big learning experience has been making that shift to the digital era and to bringing that live iPay-per-view in-house. So I would say that's definitely been the biggest and most significant thing. And I think that's something that's just going to grow and something that's just going to be more and more important to the company's survival because, you know, we're going to have a day and age pretty soon where everyone's going to have internet wired into their TV and probably people aren't going to depend on cable or satellite and they're really just going to be watching most of their TV off the internet, which is wired right into their computer. So we're going to be right at the forefront of that, and that's what we're developing right now. We've gotten lots of excellent reviews on our stream and the quality of our broadcast through WWNLive.com, so we're real happy to move into that. It's something that's really 10 years in the making. My partner in all this, Sal Hamway, he was actually involved in internet streaming 10 years ago, and of course, the technology wasn't there for a lot of people to do it, but he's been working with these people for 10 years, and we've had these technical people on it for that amount of time, so this isn't something that we just dived into. This is something that's been building for over a decade, and now we're ready to take it all to the next level at WWNLive.com, and hopefully people will check out the iPay-per-views on June 3rd and June 5th and see exactly what I'm talking about.
Okay, aside from the internet streaming, are you guys looking kind of acquire a television spot, or is there anything else that you're looking to do to forward the brand?
I mean, we never say no to anything, but TV doesn't necessarily mean success in this day and age. You know, it's not the old days where you get on TV and you get a lot of new people. There's so many channels now and so much programming that even with TV, it's hard to stand out. And at the same time, you bring on a lot more expense with production and everything else that goes with it. So TV does not necessarily guarantee success. You need a strong TV station, and you need them to be a strong partner with you. And if you have that, you can achieve success through TV. But if you don't, it's not going to happen. So, you know, we're not going to jump into anything just for the sake of doing anything. It has to be the right deal.
Okay, without obviously giving anything away, are there any Dragon Gate USA or Evolve superstars that you feel are on the way up, or anyone that you feel fans should keep an eye out on?
Yeah, I mean everyone. We wouldn't book them. We're not here to waste anybody's time. We're not wasting the fans' time, and we're not wasting the wrestlers' time. If we don't believe in the talent we have, we're not going to book them, and we're not going to hold shows. It's that simple. So we have a strong belief in everyone we feature, and the guys that we have just keep getting better every single passing month. We've actually worked very hard over the last year to put together a unified roster with the Japanese stars and the American stars in Dragon Gate USA, and I think we're really seeing a lot of payoff now. We have Ronin of Chuck Taylor, Johnny Gargano, and Rich Swann. They're a red-hot act, a buzzworthy new stable, and they actually just toured Japan earlier this year, and they got over huge there. Brody Lee, who's one of the bigger guys that we have, a giant, and very agile. If you see him, you won't believe some of the stuff that he can do. We have Ricochet, who just takes high-flying wrestling to a whole new level. I mean, you've never seen anyone do what this guy can do. And at the same time, we also have Pac over from England, who is absolutely unbelievable. He used to be known as just a high flyer, but he's just an incredibly well-rounded wrestler at this point. And the hottest new gimmick we started is the DUF stable of Sami Callihan and Eric Cannon, which is really getting a lot of buzz as well. And I think this upcoming weekend is going to be a huge weekend for them. So I know I'm leaving somebody out. I'm just rolling off the top of my head right now. So, you know, we have a lot of great talent. That's just, you know, that's just a few of the guys. We have much more than that. And, of course, as I mentioned, the stars from Japan, whether it's Shima, who is a really well-respected veteran who's really at the top of his game right now, or Mochizuki and Yokosuka, who are returning to Dragon Gate USA after a long absence on June 3rd in Boston, June 4th in Long Island, and June 5th in Manhattan. And the Masato Yoshino, who's the fastest guy you'll ever see in a wrestling ring. So, I mean, Akira Tozawa, who's a total breakout star. And that brings me to A.R. Fox, who's another breakout star this year. He just won the Evolve Style Battle Tournament, and the guy is absolutely fearless, does some crazy stuff. So the talent roster we have is really deep and really exciting. So we believe in all these guys, and they all have potential to make an impact anywhere. I mean, these are not tomorrow stars. These guys have all arrived right now. So, you know, check them out. If you don't know those names, you should know those names. And you're missing out if you don't. So, you know, get in on it right now with these guys.
Okay, can you just describe the atmosphere of a live Dragon Gate USA, taping?
Well, what we've decided to do was actually make sure we run nice, intimate venues with, like, for instance, we have B.B. King's and the Wonderland. B.B. King's is in Times Square, Manhattan, and we have the Wonderland Ballroom in Revere, Massachusetts. We're in Revere, which is basically Boston, on June 3rd, this Friday, and we have B.B. King's this Sunday on June 5th. And those are basically clubs, and you go into those venues, and it's a very unique atmosphere. You have great sight lines. You're right on top of the ring. There's waitresses bringing you out food. There's drinks. It actually, B.B. King's reminds me a lot of, like, the old-school night at the fights, where you'd see, like, boxing, and people would be sitting at tables eating and drinking while the boxing was going on. So it's a really cool, unique atmosphere. So that's one of the big pluses, is you come in, you're right on top of the action, you have a great view of everything, you're up close and personal, and these guys do some amazing athletic stuff, so you're right there for it. You're not watching from upstairs in the rafter somewhere. You're right there. It's right in your face. And I think that's a good way to describe the live atmosphere of both promotions, is that they are in your face.
Okay, is there anything else that you'd like to say to fans that haven't yet experienced Dragon Gate USA or Revolve?
Check us out on our live iPay-per-views on WWNLive.com. We have June 3rd coming from Boston and June 5th coming from Manhattan. We also have a pay-per-view taping for cable and Dish Network on June 4th out of Long Island. You can go to DGUSA.tv. Again, that's DGUSA.tv for all the info on those. And we also have a lot of DVDs you can check out. So those ship and play anywhere in the world. Again, DGUSA.tv. And for all the info on Evolve, the next show will be July 26th out of B.B. King's in New York. You can go to EvolveWrestling.com for that. And if you're sitting at your computer right now and you're desperate to check out some action, I highly recommend going over to WWNLive.com, and you can purchase on demand right now the Dragon Gate USA Mercury Rising iPay-per-view, or we actually have two Evolve shows on iPay-per-view on demand, and you get to watch shows for as many times as you want until the DVD comes out, and the DVDs of all those shows are a few months away, so you have plenty of opportunity to watch those shows as much as you can. And I really stand by them all and think they'll be a great representative and introduction if you're new to both Dragon Gate USA and Evolve. So head on over to WWNLive.com and check it out. And also make sure to check out our affiliate program. Anybody can make money with us. You basically will get a link to one of our iPay-per-views. You can promote it on your Twitter, your Facebook, your blog, your website, any means you have, and we'll kick you back 20% everything that's sold through that link. So we hope that you make some money, because we'll make some money, and it's a win-win for everybody. So check it out, DGUSA.tv, EvolveWrestling.com, and WWNLive.com.